Hi, this is Atlanta Falcons cheerleader Alexa, and I'm here with this week's Read with a Falcon. And today we'll be reading Churchill's Tale of Tales, written and illustrated by Anka Sandu. Churchill was a very proud pig, just like any other pig. This is his tale of tales. Churchill valued many things in life: smelling beautiful flowers, painting self-portraits, playing classical music, and reading good books. And he loved to have tea with his friends Billy and Gruff. Milk and sugar? But Churchill had one thing he prized above everything else: his tail. It wasn't a big tail, it wasn't a fancy tail, it wasn't even a very practical tail, but it was his tail, and it made him feel great. But one morning, his tail was nowhere to be found. Churchill searched here, there, and everywhere. Finally, he gave up searching. He was miserable. "I just don't feel like myself without my tail," he said. Billy and Gruff came up with a good idea. They gave Zebra a call. "Hello, Zebra, we have a tail emergency. Can you help? Come over, I think we have just the thing." The zebras were happy to help. They had a spare tail for Churchill to try. But the zebra tail didn't feel quite right. "Perhaps I should try some other tails," Churchill thought. So he went to see Peacock, and I thought Churchill was proud before. Peacock gave Churchill a tail that made him feel beautiful. "Ooh," said Churchill to himself, "I wonder what other tails I could try." A tail from the fish made Churchill feel fantastic. He could do things he'd never done before. "Churchill never talks to us anymore. It's all these fancy tails." He tried tiny tails, spotted tails, snappy tails, and tails that made him feel big. Trying different tails made Churchill feel so good that he didn't have time for anything else. "Come and play, Churchill!" Not even for his old friends. "Now," thought Churchill, "it's time for something very special." "No, thank you. I'm rather busy with my new tails." So he went to Tiger's house. Tiger's tails were really super. "I feel fierce," said Churchill. "I'm the world's strongest, bravest pig," he said. "I'm not scared of anything. I'm totally fearless." But then a dark shadow fell across his path. "Eek!" Churchill felt terrified and very alone. What could it be? A giant mean lizard? An unfriendly blue alien? Or a huge hungry robot with a twisted fork on its head? But it wasn't any of those things. It was just a little bird. "What's that on your head?" asked Churchill. "Is it my tail?" "Well, I don't know," the bird replied. "I found it in a bush. I thought it was a worm, but I couldn't eat it. It didn't look like a flower. It was useless, so I put it on my head. I've grown rather fond of it." "Oh, but it's my very own perfect tail," said Churchill. "Please, may I have it back?" "Well," said the bird, "if it's yours, then you should have it." "Thank you," said Churchill. Feeling his old tail made Churchill feel like his old self again. He was so grateful that he helped Bird find the perfect thing for her head. And making a kind new friend helped Churchill remember his old ones. So he organized a tea party to bring all his friends together. "My dear friends," said Churchill, "I have been a very silly pig and a very bad friend. Can you ever forgive me?" And they did, because they loved Churchill, even though he could be very silly. From then on, Churchill took great care of his own perfect tail, and he was perfectly happy with it. Most of the time. Thanks, kids, for reading Churchill's Tale of Tales with me, and also thank you for tuning in to this week's Read with a Falcon.